Good morning, Oceanside. So excited to be sharing with you this morning. I've just been reflecting on all the amazing things that God is doing in our midst. Just been thinking and hearing stories about people connecting with each other and hearing people really fighting for community in our midst. And I'm so privileged myself, my family, to be a part of this community. And also just want to encourage us this morning. The Bible tells us that we are living stones being fitted together. And I've been thinking about this after a few conversations with people, is that we've often misconstrued the fact that I, as an individual, am the church. You and I don't make up the whole church. We are simply part of the church. And I just feel challenged and encouraged to spur us on this morning while we think about that. Just reflecting on the passage in Hebrews 10, it says this in verse 19. It says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And I was just thinking what an amazing passage this is. You know, the times that we are in have really shaken so much of what we are familiar with, the way we've conducted our lives. And I don't know about you, for myself, I always thought, you know, man, life is busy. So many things are happening in work, in church, in life, in family. And if I just had more time. And if anything has been revealed, is that even though I've had more time, things are still just as busy. And it reminds me of the importance for you and I as believers that time is of the essence. And as we see the day approaching, we need to be aware that we should not neglect the gathering together as believers. Obviously, the times are restricted. I think for some of us, we have relied so heavily on leaders and the church, on priests, on pastors, whatever it is, as our lifeline, as our source. And that being taken out has shown us how important it is for us to cultivate that direct relationship with God. And I love what is written in Hebrews 10 here, as we've just read, is that the writer is outlining the importance of us as believers to have firsthand connection with God himself. You know, he says this, he says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place," and he just kind of lays this out. He says, you know, since we have a great high priest over the house of God. In other words, you are a part of the house of God. You have a great high priest, not a man, but God himself, Jesus Christ. And he says we can draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And when the disciples ask Jesus, what does it mean? How can we pray? He just says, come as simply and honestly as you can before God, as much as you can muster. And there's this beautiful thing that's showing us that God has called us as individuals to connect with him authentically and vulnerably on a regular basis. When it says this, that having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water, this is like having a shower. It's an ongoing thing that's taking place. But it's so beautiful when it goes on, it says this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." You see, this is not an individual journey. This is a journey done in community. And just to encourage us is that it is in a unique time where we have to fight very much so for community. It says, "Let us not give up meeting together." Some versions say, "Let us not neglect meeting together." And how easy has it been, in a sense, to neglect? I think that with neglect, sometimes it can be either a willful neglect or an unwillful neglect. Sometimes it just happens. It's like I didn't intend it. And slowly but surely, being out of community, suddenly the phone calls are even harder. The Zoom meetings are even harder because we don't have that in-person interaction, or even the thought of having to call someone and meet up and go for a walk. All of a sudden, all these things that were designed to give us life may find themselves feeling a little bit hard. But that's so exactly why we are called as believers to strive for unity and to push into community and connectedness together. It says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Can I encourage you, as tough as it may feel at times, once we get motion behind the intention, it's amazing how easy and life-giving things can become. It's easy to create bad habits, and it's also not as hard as we think to create good habits. Community is one of those habits. You see, I am not the church. You are not the church. We are the church. And Paul writes this amazing thing in Corinthians. If I can just turn there really quick. He says this, because he's speaking to the church in Corinth, and he's talking about the body as the body of Christ. He says, the body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all parts are many, they form one body. You see, what gives us significance is not what part of the body we are, but in fact, what we are a part of. The fact that we are a part of the body of Christ. And what gives us strength is that when you and I connect as believers. You see, some of us have been totally fear-ridden through this process of what's going on in our world. And some of us have become complacent. And whatever our stance is, there's going to be a time when the church has to rise up and fight for community. And I suggest that actually some of that time is right now, where we can actually take steps in the right direction. God is building his church. I don't know about you, but it's been so easy to get off track when I'm out of community. It's been so easy to lose the plot when I'm out of community. But God is wanting to take a church that is maybe struggling with passivity and give us that fervor and that fire again, because he wants us to step into what he has for us, not as individuals, but as his body, living stones fitted together. I love the story where the apostles are performing miracles. It's in Acts. And what happens is they are doing these amazing things before the teachers of the law, you know, religious people, people who had a lot of pull in society. And this guy Gamaliel stands up because they really just wanted to kill the apostles for what they were doing. And Gamaliel says this, guys, hold on. Check this out. If what they're doing is not of God, it's just going to fail. It's going to die. But if it is of God, you're only going to find yourselves fighting against God. You see, it has been so easy for us. This whole COVID thing has so quickly divided people because one thinks this, one thinks that, another thinks this. It is so easy to stand up for all the wrong things right now. But we as believers know that when we stand up as the church, when we stand up as the body of Christ, we know that we can trust in the fact that God is building his church. And if people resist us, if humans resist us, if government resists us, if different religions resist us, we know that they will only find themselves fighting against God. Can I encourage you? The time we are in, the time is in fact of the essence. And we need to be front-footed in fighting for that, prayerfully fighting for that, cultivating the secret place. Cultivating that relationship with God, not relying on the church as our source of connectedness to God, but instead bringing our source of connectedness to God to encourage and spur one another on in love.